Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host Chris Allen. Happy New Year, and I'm here with Miles Chat number 6. What's up, Miles?
Nothing. I just got a Nintendo Switch.
You didn't just get it. You got it for your birthday in September. So how do you feel about the new year, man?
Good.
What do you think it's going to hold for you?
Lots of new stuff. I'm going to be in third grade.
Yeah. Third grade. How's school going so far this year?
Good.
Yeah. So we just had New Year's. We just had Christmas. How was your Christmas?
Oh, good.
Yeah. What did you get?
I got a Chromebook, a new desk.
Yeah. What did you want the Chromebook for?
I don't know. I just really wanted my own Chromebook.
Well, what are you learning to do on the Chromebook now?
I'm learning to code.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm learning to code on my Chromebook.
So what do you want to ultimately learn how to code? What do you want to code when you get older?
I want to be able to code how to make my own icon on Geometry Dash.
All right, that's very specific. So do you ever want to make your own games? Develop your own games?
Yeah, I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah. What kind of ideas do you have right now?
Super Mario Brothers 3. I have lots.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Is that your favorite game right now?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Which one?
The original one.
Mario 3 or?
Yeah, Mario 3.
Mhm. What do you like about Mario so much?
That there's more than one player.
Yeah.
And that there's lots of enemies.
Yeah.
And there's maps.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting a lot better at Mario Maker too. I see you start making some more complex maps and traps to catch people. That's awesome.
I know my most greatest level of all is the key coins. There's keys in really hard places to get.
Yeah.
And especially the first one, because it's actually way up in the sky, and people will never find it.
Yeah.
Once they see the second coin and the other in another area, they'll see that they missed the first coin.
Right.
And they have to find it at the beginning, but they're wasting so much time.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you just beat Super Mario World. That's the first game you beat. How do you feel about that?
Good.
Yeah, you beat the Star Road too and everything. That's not easy. You're getting a lot better.
I know.
Yeah.
But as long as I get all the secrets.
Yeah.
I really want to get all the secrets. Then I'll actually complete Super Mario World.
Yeah.
I also have to do Mario A, Mario B, and Mario C.
Well, those are just for different profiles. So if me and Mommy wanted to play and not mess up your game, we would just pick Mario B or C, and we can save our own game. That way you could be A, I could be C, and Mommy could be B. That way we could all have our own separate games and not mess up the other person's game. That's what that's for. It's fine. It's still recording. All right, so since this is a new year, a lot of people like to do what they call New Year's resolutions. You know what that is?
No.
It's something that you want to work on for the next year. You know, whether it's, I mean, you're only, what, just 7, right?
Yeah. So know what I want to do for next year.
For this year? For older people, like, you're 7, so you don't have to worry about, like, losing weight or trying to get healthier because you're a kid. You're pretty healthy. But over time, some people just, you know, they don't work out as much, or they start eating bad, or they pick up other bad habits and they want to stop those habits. So they'll have a New Year's resolution to say, I want to lose 10 pounds or 15 pounds, or I want to quit drinking soda, or I don't want to eat, you know, cookies anymore, stuff like that. So do you have any resolutions for 2020? Is there something you want to work on? You want to achieve any goals you want to achieve for 2020?
I want to be trying some cookies.
You want to dry cookies?
Mm-hmm.
I think you should definitely learn how to ride a two-wheel bike by the end of this year.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. How about that? I think that could be a good goal.
I know, it's so hard. I just keep on getting too distracted for everything around me.
I know, but I think if you're around other kids that ride bikes, you'll learn really, really quickly. So we'll probably hang out with Will and the twins a lot more that way, because they're riding two-wheel bikes. And that'll light a fire, so to speak. Light a fire means that it'll just make you want to learn how to ride.
Or it'll just make it more easier.
No, light a fire means that it'll make the desire, the want for you to do something greater. You have any other goals for 2020?
No.
No? All right. I think for 2020, I think I want to try to get on TV as a comic. I want to try to do a late night spot. I would love to get past at the Cellar, which is basically impossible not living there.
But nothing's impossible, Daddy.
You're right, man. So those are my goals, you know, and save more money and be closer to moving to where Mommy wants to go. I think those are good goals. And I gotta get back on my eating healthier eating habits. So
I have to too. I just eat too much candy.
No, you don't eat that much candy.
Yeah, I really do.
Okay. All right. Well, we got our resolutions for the year. We had a nice little quick chat, almost 7 minutes. So thank you for Miles chat. I love you, buddy. And here's to a great 2020. Say bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.